as an example, the folks that are putting out the message that there's a reduction in deaths due to vehicular pursuits, what we've done essentially is put the criminal in charge. They're the ones. All you got to do is turn on the 5 o'clock news and you see the dash cam and the body cam of law enforcement officers attempting to stop criminals in the midst of a criminal act, and they drive away. They're driving up over curbs and they're speeding away, causing great danger on the other end of the spectrum. And so if you look at the balance there, we're measuring one thing and we're ignoring another. And that's why if we go with the reasonable suspicion standard, law enforcement officers will be able to stop people, perhaps pursue, and detain them to where they can investigate and achieve that probable cause standard to get these people charged in the court system and potentially held accountable for the criminal acts that they've committed.